This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Past Kentucky Farm Bureau President Marshall Coyle from Bath County says it's important for farmers to be advocates for agriculture in their communities and beyond. Coyle says all farms in the state are facing a number of issues these days.
Regardless of whether you're a hill farmer in East Kentucky like me and run a lot of cattle, or whether you're a row crop farmer, we all have the same concerns. And the only way we're going to be able to take care of those concerns and help agriculture is if we all become involved and work together.
Coyle adds Farm Bureau plays a critical role in the communication process.
To me, that's the greatest thing about Farm Bureau. It doesn't matter what kind of farmer I am. I can work with others, and we all tackle the same issues. And if their issues are a little different than mine, we work together so we have the help for both of us.
He knows farmers have a hand in many important issues.
If you go all the way to the farm bills that provides food security for our country and the world, that helps our farmers do provide the food and fiber for this country and the world. You know, all we have to do is look.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Bath County farmer Marshall Coyle says more recently farmer advocacy was vital during the COVID-19 pandemic.
When you went to the grocery store and some of the shelves were bare, you know, it was not the farmer's fault. We had the livestock, we had the protein, we had the crops. It was getting them processed and moved into the consumer. Thank goodness we've worked our way through that.
He adds farmer advocacy helped lead to a change in consumer buying habits.
So many folks now want to buy local, and that's just provided a tremendous opportunity, and it gives the opportunity for a lot of our farmers to be face-to-face with our consumers.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at YourAgEdge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.